Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe is here.
Yo, yo, yo.
And it's Monday. Hope you had a great, long, relaxing Halloween holiday weekend. Halloween.
That's so long ago.
Right? Yeah, that was like a whole month ago. Anyway, take a listen to today's Share Your Salary, and then we'll talk about it right after. But without further ado, here's truck driver Serena.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that infection prevention nurse Sarah is making $124,000 a year. Boom. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Serena from Tacoma. Good morning, Serena. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing so good. Thanks for joining us for Share Your Salary. Thank you for calling in and being willing to share this information and be a guest on the Morning Wolfpack. We love you.
I love listening, so I figured this would add some interesting twist to my morning.
Oh, you got that right. All right, so here's what's going to happen, Serena. If it's okay with you, we'll put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make every year for a living doing what you do, and then you're going to tell everybody.
Alrighty.
Oh, by the way, Serena's a truck driver. So, Emily, if you're ready, we got a minute on the clock. Begin.
What are you delivering or driving?
Lunch foods for a non-lunch company.
Okay, so it's a refrigerated truck.
Yes.
Are you delivering to people or are you delivering to companies?
Companies.
How long have you been driving your truck?
For this position, about 5 months.
Do you drive by yourself?
I do.
How long have you been driving truck in total as a career?
About a year.
Were you headhunted for this company or did you choose to leave the last one?
My last position was with school buses, and when that closed, I looked into this one.
Okay, as a driver, what's your favorite road food?
Road food is definitely corn nuts.
Do you spend more time driving or loading and unloading?
Driving.
Is there a particular kind of car that really bothers you when you're driving?
All of them.
How many deliveries do you make a day?
I go to 26 stores a night.
Where's
in
the,
about a five-hour span.
Where's the worst traffic in the PNW?
Center of Seattle, city center.
Emily. Oh. That is all the time we have for questions today. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, shoot your text right now. What is your guess? What do you think Serena, the truck driver, is making every year doing what she does? Text that guess right now to 46150 and stand by because we're going to find out in 3 minutes when she shares her salary next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us right now is Serena. She lives in Tacoma, and she is a food delivery driver. So, Emily, before we all guess what she makes, what else did we just learn?
So she's delivering lunch food in basically a refrigerated truck. She does 26 stops a night, but spends more time driving, and her favorite road food is corn nuts.
Which I think is great. Hey, it's a very safe food.
Oh, all delicious. Right.
This is a shocker, but the last time we did Share Your Salary, I won.
Yeah.
So I've actually got to go first. I'm going to use a text message. Elizabeth and Kent, thanks for taking the time to text it in. She's at 65,000 and I like it. And only because I think she's fairly new into what she's doing. Otherwise, I think she'd be making more. Emily, you're up.
Because you're also new, I'm going to go lower. Even though you do 26 stops a night, I'm going to do 42.
All right, Slow Joe, bring it up the rear.
I'm going to go 41.
Oh, the low side, the low side. Okay, so we got 41, 42, and 65. All right, Serena, we have reached that point in our conversation where you are going to end the guesswork. Time to share your salary. Tell everybody in the PNW how much money you make every year. What is the number, Serena?
I make $72,000 a year.
Oh, yes. Bam!
72?
That's awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome.
A non-class position, even though I do have my Class B.
How long were you driving a school bus before this?
About 7.5.
Jeez. So total, your career, what's the total amount of time you have been driving?
About 13 months.
Yeah, not that long to be making 72. No. You're doing great.
Yeah, I think I'm doing pretty well for myself. I'm 22 years old, so...
Wow.
Just keeps getting better.
Man, that's amazing. What? Well, Serena, thank congratulations. God. Obviously, you're going to stay in this line of work for a while. I mean, you're making great money.
I love my job. I found that I really just love not dealing with so many people. I like driving.
So, in other words, you like driving refrigerated meats around more than our kids?
Most of the time.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. When they're high schoolers, they're more like refrigerated meats. They always want it cold and they're just quiet.
Oh, all right, Serena. Well, we love you. Thanks so much for being a guest on Share Your Salary. And you have a great day and drive safe out there.
Will do. Enjoy your morning.
How about that? A shocking try. Do our truck drivers normally make $72,000 a year?
Well, I think it's not unusual for like a long haul or something like that. But she's like just like a in-town delivery driver. Mm-hmm. And she's 22.
And she doesn't have to have the whatever license, yeah, like any normal driver's license.
She doesn't have to deal with teeny bopper kids either throwing up in her bus.
Yeah, dude,
love that deal. Well, listen, tomorrow for Share Your Salary, we have customer service representative Justin on.
Yes.
And then I think we got some good ones for the rest of the week. So we'll have some great ones. I don't know, the week before we took Thanksgiving vacation, man, we had some big numbers. Like, yeah. 124, yeah. Like a lot of big salaries. So I don't know. But you know what? Let's talk about, because I mean, we caught up a little bit with everybody's weekend, but was there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about? I mean, I know for me, it was it's the same thing we did last year where we fly, at least I fly to San Diego, have Thanksgiving there with the in-laws, which is always like a very traditional Thanksgiving.
Right.
But then it turns into this crazy party,
yeah,
where 30 people come over. This year, we added a karaoke machine into the mix.
I saw quite a bit of rug cutting happening on your socials.
Oh, yeah. That was Aunt Joyce. And then Cousin Priscilla got into the mix. But you know what's funny about that? Have you guys ever been in a situation where... You don't know, because I wasn't drinking. My wife wasn't drinking. We just kind of sit back and watch. Mm-hmm. Although the karaoke party was getting a little bit sad. And Vanessa kept telling me, like, you got to get up there. You got to do something. You got to, like, because her dad was, like, 17 whiskeys in. And he's doing, like, Desperado, you know, by the Eagles. Oh, geez. And he's reading the lyrics off his phone. So it's like, Desperado. And I'm like, this is dying.
Your wife wants sober you to jump on the karaoke.
Yeah, she's like, honey, you just got to get up there and just, you know, turn it around a little bit. And I'm like, you know, I can't sing and I can't. So I got up and baby. And there is a video of it somewhere, which I thought I was going to be able to nail because I've always known the first verse.
Right.
But after that, without like a big screen and a bouncing ball, karaoke's kind of hard.
Oh, yeah.
What did you have to do it off your phone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
And like after the first...
So it wasn't a real karaoke machine then?
It was a real karaoke machine and it was coming through speakers and everything, but they just didn't have... My father-in-law was afraid to plug it into the TV because he thought it would ruin his TV. Like, he thought he would never be able to get his TV back to normal. Like, he just has that technological fear of things. So anyway, it was a little sad. I pulled it off, but I will say it did resuscitate the party.
Yeah.
It got the mic out of Poppy's hands. And then everybody started getting, and then all the cowboys were doing like their cowboy drunk. They knew all the words. Okay. Shania Twain came out. It was great.
I'm going to get in touch with your wife because I've known you a long time. I've seen you very, very drunk many, many times, doing many unexpected things. I've never seen you sing karaoke.
Yeah, well, you know, when the wife asks, and it's the in-laws, and you're like, okay. Yeah. And I'm like the outgoing one, apparently.
All right.
And then everybody, by the end of the night, and this is like, I'm ready to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We also had a sick 3-year-old that didn't sleep all night, so I'm like, I'm done. And all the people there were like, get up here and do radio talk. And I'm like,
what?
No, like, get up here and do your thing. Like, don't you have a sign on and a sign off? And aren't you a DJ? And you just want to see, man, it's kind of a big deal. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have. And then my wife's like, yeah, honey, just do it. And I'm like, I don't know what they're asking me to do. What do you mean to do a show? Or like,
see,
that, so don't you have like, hey, it's Matt, Seattle, good morning. And I'm like, this isn't Robin Williams. This is not Good Morning Vietnam. I don't do that.
Yeah. You know, that's when it was great when we had our old partner Ben on and he did impressions. So, and he loved to like entertain parties. So you could just put him up in front of a microphone and keep people laughing for hours.
Yeah, I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
and
what
then,
do you do?
Then I just kept getting more and more annoyed trying really hard not to show it. But like, I'm not a dancer. Monkey, I don't have a show. I don't have a performance. I did Ice Ice Baby.
You're
like,
right.
What more could you possibly ask of me?
I'm shocked they got that out.
Oh, but anyway, then the rest of the time we went to Arizona, hung out with my mom, and that was it. But did you guys anything we didn't talk about? It's kind of hard to tell that story on the air. But oh, back to the dancing though.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been in a situation where you really don't know how drunk somebody is until the moment that they do something like that?
Yeah.
Aunt Joyce, I didn't know what she had in her cup.
Oh, she
and
was,
all of a sudden at 10 o'clock, she pushes the table out of the way and starts full grinding, like stripper dance.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guys that had the mic are like, welcome to the main stage. And I'm like, this is happening.
Oh, they were getting into it, too.
Yeah.
That looked like fun.
And then cousin Priscilla clearly has done some stripping before because her moves were like straight out of a rap video.
Yeah.
I'm like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, dude.
That was the family. But it's a lot of fun.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You got to be ready. I gotta have something ready for next year. Em, anything we didn't talk about?
Mine was a lot more family friendly, it sounds like.
No
stripper poles. We did Snowflake Lane. We watched a lot of football. And just kind of the typical Thanksgiving Day parade and then the dog show and a lot of TV.
So funny that we ended up watching the same dog show. I thought I was trapped in hell. And meanwhile, you're like looking forward
yes.
to it. Hey, by the way, speaking of football, the Seahawks are on tonight.
Yeah.
They're playing the Vikings. Some guy's beating me up on Twitter because he's like, I'm wearing a Seahawks jersey. We always support the Seahawks because we live here.
Right.
And he's like, I thought you were a Cardinals fan. And he's saying that because we came from Arizona.
Right.
And like, I was never a Cardinals fan.
Right.
The team is awful. Like, I never. I said, I grew up in Kansas City, so I've always been a Chiefs fan, but I'm also a Seahawks fan. Well, you're not allowed to have two teams. Yeah, you are allowed to have two teams.
Yeah, you can.
There's always the team where you grew up. Like, Emily, you're going to be an Atlanta fan for your whole life because you're not a turncoat. You're not going to not like your team.
Yeah.
And then you're allowed to like the team, obviously, support the team where you live.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Very simple.
Yeah.
I just, these meathead guys on Twitter, like, shut up.
Yeah, that's,
anyway.
They're bitter.
Joe, did you do anything traditional for Thanksgiving?
Nothing traditional. A lot of fun, I would say. So we did, like, I guess our new non-traditional Thanksgiving tradition is to make pizzas from scratch. Because you'll remember, I think it was for Sophie's birthday last year. We went and took that pizza making class. And so like a month later was Thanksgiving and we went to my mom's and we made pizzas there. So we did that again this year. We didn't go anywhere. We were just at home by ourselves. So that was super awesome. Popped some champagne and made pizzas.
I saw some of that on your gram. So you make the crust from scratch too?
We don't make the dough from scratch. That's the one.
See, that's what you should do.
Right, but who's got time for that?
You did.
How about it?
Well, listen, she was working most of the weekend, and Lord knows I'm not making anything. So we get our dough from, you know, they sell it in big balls at Whole Foods. So everything else we do from scratch.
I mean, that's close enough.
It's scratch-ish. It's as scratch as I'm going to ever get. So
yeah,
that was great. Let's see. I don't think we did much else. We watched a bunch of movies that had just come out.
So wait, on that note, you don't make the sauce either.
No, we didn't make the sauce.
Okay. I think maybe we should redefine.
So basically, you just put toppings on dough and sauce.
And put it in the oven.
Yeah.
I think we should redefine the definition of from scratch.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure you're from scratch.
Yeah,
yet.
You assembled a pizza.
We did. Listen, it's much better than your guy at Safeway that cooks your food for you.
He doesn't. Well, I don't have that guy anymore. Thank you.
Okay.
But if you're going to claim from scratch, because I thought like, wow, that isn't like from scratch is really impressive.
Yeah, no, that's not,
yeah,
it's not that impressive.
Still fun.
Hey man, listen, and it's not easy too.
No, you can screw it up. Yeah,
so, you know, that's what we learned how to do. They didn't teach us making the dough or making the sauce in that class, so we took what we learned and we've applied that to our lives. And
I remember when those bobolis were kind of a big thing. They still make those. Like it's a pre-made pizza crust, a boboli.
Yeah,
it's in the grocery store.
I've never
store.
Heard of this.
Well, because again, you're not a big cook
either.
Is
it a frozen
either.
Crust?
No, it's just hanging on the aisle at the grocery store. It's called boboli.
Yeah,
and it's just round, and you just put sauce and toppings on it.
Yeah, I never thought they were very good, to be honest with you. But
well, what you're doing is more scratchy because you're
rolling
the thing,
and that's a lot harder.
Pretty legit.
Looks. Yeah.
Cooking is fun if you're getting drunk and having a good time and doing it with your significant other. That's fun.
Yeah, so that was fun, and I think we'll continue that because, to be honest. we're not big, unless we're with somebody, unless we're with her family, and then her mom's going to like have it her way, which is all traditional plus a bunch of Filipino food. My mom is usually on some like some Lent fasting thing during Thanksgiving, so no meat at her place, so it's pizza or nothing.
Well, you know, and there's these all these places that make really good pizza. I do dial a phone number, and they deliver it right to your door, and it's delicious.
Yeah, well that's hot, what we do the rest of the year.
Hot and piping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, that's all I got. Anybody else?
No.
Wrap it up, all right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, thanks for checking out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow, and again, we have customer service rep Justin, who's got a really cool story, by the way. You're going to definitely want to hear that tomorrow, so we'll see you then. Thanks.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.